Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. I'm Francine Michaud. I'll begin with events showcased in the Hartford Courant. The greatest show on earth is back as Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus return to Connecticut by Christopher Arnott. The comeback is big enough to warrant two Connecticut stops less than 2 months apart at the Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport on March 15th through the 17th and the Excel Center in Hartford on May 3rd through the 5th. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, often shortened to just Ringling in advertisements, has been resurrected by the same company, Feld Entertainment, that shut it down in 2017. The circus has been extensively rethought for its reemergence, with three show guides replacing the single ringmaster model and several small performance areas surrounding one large central one rather than the old three-ring setup. There are also no animal acts, a change that Ringling Brothers has had already made in the final years of its previous circus. The loss of the circus was profoundly felt, especially in Connecticut, the lifelong home of P.T. Barnum, one of the shapers of the American circus as we know it. Barnum was born in Bethel, ran a newspaper in Danbury, owned a general store in Grassy Plains, invested in a clock factory to boost the economy of East Bridgeport, served 3 years in the Connecticut House of Representatives and 1 year as mayor of Bridgeport, and started his own lottery business, to name just a few of his local activities. Barnum also inspired one of the top stars of his circus, General Tom Thumb, to buy a mansion on the Thimble Islands. Bridgeport was where the Barnum & Bailey Circus, including its animals, spent its winters, the season when it was not on tour. The greatest tragedy in circus history, the Hartford Circus Fire in 1944, happened when a tent caught fire and caused over 160 deaths and over 700 injuries, leading to national changes in fire prevention practices. The Hartford Circus Memorial was created in 2004 on the Barber Street site where the Big Top's main tent post had been. The new show boasts 75 performers from 18 countries. Sometimes several acts are performing at the same time. The rebirth was fueled by a simple phrase, one that comes up a lot while talking to a Feld executive and two of the circus's stars, the greatest show on earth. Jonathan Vaught, Feld Entertainment's Senior Vice President of Production and Touring Show Operations, said, "We started with the idea of focusing on incredible performers. For the design, the term ultimate playground kept coming up, so that's what we built. It's one big circular stage, but there are areas around that, too. There are different acts happening close to every part of the audience. Every seat has something special happening near it. In the opening number, there's stuff happening everywhere. You don't know where to look." It's a very hard show to describe. So many remarkable moments that keep coming at you, Vaught added. "There's so much content. That's a good problem to have. The pacing is important, making sure we don't stay in one mode for too long." The sense of variety is also important when considering the breadth of the audience. We are a family show in every way. We need to amuse the entire family, not just the kids, not just the moms and dads, all of them. That family friendliness goes hand in hand with affordability, Vaught said. Coming to see this show doesn't break the budget. It's accessible from that standpoint. The number one goal is to entertain. At the end of the day, we need to deliver the greatest show on earth. Two of the characters who replaced the old ringmaster role have enjoyed being a key part of the reinvention. Jan Dam, who plays Nick Knack, is one of the new set of show guides. Another of the show guides, Lauren Irving, plays Aria. The third show guide is a percussionist named Dix, played by Alex Stickles. While there are no live animal acts, there is a dog in the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Bailey, a robotic pup who interacts with Nick Knack. "I'm her human," Dam said. "She's like a character you might see in a Pixar movie. We've wrapped ourselves in our new reimagined version," Irving said. "But there's also over 150 years of history, the merging of those visions all those years ago. If you were able to compare the very first circus to what we have now, it would be so different from now, but that very first seed is still there. People still have a craving for that entertainment, that escape," he said. The new circus boasts traditional acts like trapeze artists, aerialists, high wire artists, acrobats, balancing acts, and of course, clowns. There are also more contemporary circus styles like the folk dancing Arjun Dance Troupe and the BMX Bike Ensemble Freestyle Riders, a separate BMX circus act, 360 All-Stars, played Connecticut earlier this month at the Guard Arts Center in New London. But Dams said, "The difference is the scale. They're riding on giant vertical ramps." The singular Double Wheel of Destiny act performed by the Novice Troupe, a twice as wild variation on the routine where acrobats dive in and out of gigantic rotating wheels that twist and turn in midair. This is Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's grand return to Connecticut, a state which helped develop the circus as we know it and has hosted some of the most innovative circuses of our times. "Connecticut will always be at the crossroads of the circus," Dam said. "It's important for us to bring it back there." The Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus has two upcoming appearances in Connecticut, March 15th to the 17th at Total Mortgage Arena, 600 Main Street, Bridgeport. Hours are Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 11 a.m., 3 and 7 p.m., and Sunday at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Tickets are $34.95 to $91.50. TotalMortgageArena.com will give you further information. And May 3rd through the 5th at the XL Center, 1 Civic Center Plaza in Hartford, Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 11 a.m., 3 and 7 p.m., and Sunday at noon and 4 p.m. Tickets are $34.50 to $113.35. Information and tickets are available at xlcenter.com. Further details are at ringling.com/show/. The JI Weekend from the Journal Inquirer for Saturday and Sunday, March 9th and 10th, tells you where to dine for Easter brunch and dinner, by Leanne Griffin and Layla Schlack. Easter is coming up on March 31st, and for many, that evokes images of sitting around a table with glazed ham, carrots, asparagus, and spring potatoes. People who don't want to cook for themselves, though, will find plenty of options at restaurants across Connecticut. Some of these stick to the traditional spread with buffets or sit-down prefix meals, while others put their own spin on things. Here's a look at restaurants serving Easter meals across Connecticut. The Helmsman Kitchen and Bar in Groton is offering an Easter buffet. The Carving Station will feature brown sugar and pineapple glazed ham, and a breakfast station will have an omelets, crab cake Benedict, and more. A raw bar, pan-seared chicken, and stuffed French toast are some of the other options available. The buffet is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Easter Sunday. It costs $60 for adults, $25 for children ages 5 to 11, and is free for children under 5. Call 860-326-0360 for more information. Luna Azura in Fairfield has an 11 a.m. and a 1:30 p.m. seating for its Easter brunch. The buffet includes a prime rib carving station, baked ham, and chicken marsala, as well as standard breakfast fare like pancakes and eggs. Cost is $60 per adult and $20 per child under 12. The restaurant website states it will add a 20% gratuity. For information, call 203-292-8202. Riverview Bistro in Stratford includes unlimited mimosas for adults in its $49.95 Easter brunch buffet, $24.95 for children ages 5 to 12. It also features a raw bar, hors d'oeuvres station, and breakfast station, in addition to carving and entree stations. There are multiple seatings from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with a two-hour limit. Call 203-690-1616 for more information. Washington Prime in Norwalk is eschewing ham for leg of lamb, in addition to prime rib, a raw bar, smoked salmon station, and breakfast dishes like eggs benedict and Belgian waffles. Its Easter buffet runs from 12 to 6 p.m. and includes one Bloody Mary, American mule, or mimosa for adults. The buffet costs $49.95 for adults and $24.95 for kids under 10. For information, call 203-857-1314. Artisan Southport in Fairfield will serve a three-hour prefix menu that's $95 for adults and $55 for young adults. Menu options include grilled quail, octopus escabeche, gnocchi with morels, pork chops, and lamb chops. Dessert is also on the menu, with choices like pecan carrot cake, strawberry shortcake, and pineapple upside-down cake. For information, call 203-307-4222. Artisans West Hartford location serves a three-course menu for $85 per person, $45 for young adults, with entire entree options of jumbo sea scallop, gnocchi with morels, horseradish crushed salmon, lamb chops, and braised short ribs. For information, call 860-937-2525. Marcello's Italian Eatery in Monroe hosts brunch on March 24th for Palm Sunday and March 31st for Easter, with a buffet featuring hot breakfast and lunch items, raw bar, antipasto, and desserts. Cost is $49.95 for adults and $25.95 for kids 12 and under. For information, call 203-268-7811. La Scale in Greenwich is offering a three-course brunch for $125 per person. Guests can choose from entree options like avocado toast with sturgeon caviar, filet mignon and herb-crusted rack of lamb. A three-course dinner, which is also $125, has menu options like a crispy skin duck breast and carrot rutabaga whip. For information, call 203-661-4600. The Wharf Restaurant at Madison Beach Hotel in Madison offers an Easter brunch with a prefix menu featuring entrees of grilled branzino, verde arroz, porchetta, lamb two ways, roasted chicken, and filet mignon. Cost is $85 for adults, $35 for children ages 6 to 12. For information, call 203-350-0014. The Hilton Mystic offers brunch with four seatings between 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. The menu features breakfast items, soups, a salad station, hot entrees, a carving station with porchetta and prime rib, and options for kids, including treats from Peter Cottontail's Candy Bar. Cost is $73 for adults and $36 for children ages 5 to 12. Book online at EVENT-BRITE. Saybrook Point Resort and Marina in Old Saybrook host an Easter brunch with raw bar and seafood, egg dishes, charcuterie, a Belgian waffle station, seasonal salads, hot entrees, and a carving station with prime rib and citrus glazed ham. Cost is $119.95 for adults, $59.95 for children 5 and older. For information, call 860-395-2000. Water's Edge Restaurant and Spa in Westbrook hosts Easter brunch with roasts carved to order, fresh pastas, omelet station, a Belgian waffle and crepe bar, hot and cold breakfast items, hot entrees, and desserts. The Easter Bunny visits from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Cost is $79 for adults, $29 for kids ages 6 to 10. Free for kids 5 and under. A valid credit card is required for reservations. Call 860-577-3511. Shipwright's Daughter in Mystic serves a 3-course Easter brunch with dishes like spring brioche, pain perdu, and hot cross buns. Cost is $75 for adults and $35 for kids under 12. Reserve online at RESY. Millwright's Restaurant in Simsbury offers a 3-course prefix menu with entrees like apple cider glazed ham, crab and lobster cake benedict, salmon, New York strip, spring lamb duo, gnocchi alla vodka, and potato masala. Cost is $73 for adults, $37 for children under 12. Call 860-651-5500. Butchers and Bakers in Farmington hosts an Easter brunch buffet with an omelet bar, hot breakfast items, chicken parmesan, penne alla vodka, and roasted lamb, along with kids' options. The full brunch menu is also available. Cost is $45 for adults, $21 for kids ages 5 to 12. Call 860-470-7414. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar in West Hartford serves a 3-course Easter brunch on March 30th and 31st with entree choices of Baby Gem Shellfish Louis, sun-dried tomato and spinach stuffed pork, chop or sliced tenderloin, and French onion frittata. Meals start at $65 depending on entree selection. Each meal includes the choice of starter and dessert with a la carte options like cinnamon pecan rolls and lyonnaise potatoes. Call 860-676-9463. Max Catering in Greater Hartford offers Easter dinner boxes starting at $159, featuring choice of protein, glazed ham or turkey breast, herb-crusted prime rib, peppercorn-crusted beef tenderloin, or horseradish-crusted salmon, along with sides and dessert. A la carte items include appetizers, salads, soups, sides, and desserts. Bear's Smokehouse, with locations in Hartford, New Haven, South Windsor, and Windsor, offers Easter packages with smoked ham, leg of lamb, or tri-tip with sides like mac and cheese, potatoes, carrots, smoked vegetables, orzo salad, and cornbread. A package for 6 people is $227. A little Easter feast for two people is $65. A la carte items include smoked meats, appetizers, sides, breads, and desserts. The Capitol Grill, with locations in Hartford and Stamford, opens early for Easter brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with specials like a lobster frittata, 14-ounce bone-in dry-aged steak and eggs, 8-ounce center-cut filet mignon, and crab cake Benedict. The regular menu is also available all day. Call 860-244-0075 in Hartford and 203-967-0000 in Stamford. Let's go back to the Hartford Current. Calendar Girls at Connecticut Theater Company. Calendar Girls by Tim Firth is based on the true story of 11 older women who posed nude for a calendar to raise money for the Leukemia Research Fund. When Annie's husband, John, dies of leukemia, she and her best friend, Chris, resolve to raise money for a new settee in the local hospital waiting room. They manage to persuade four fellow Women's Institute members to pose nude with them for an alternative calendar with a little help from hospital porter and amateur photographer Lawrence. The news of the women's charitable venture spreads like wildfire, and hordes of press soon descend on the small village in the Yorkshire Dales. The calendar is a success, but Chris and Annie's friendship is put to the test under the strain of their newfound fame. Performances are Friday, March 15th from 7 to 9 p.m., Saturday, March 16th from 7 to 9 p.m., and Sunday, March 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Connecticut Theater Company at the Repertory Theater, 23 Norden Street in New Britain. Tickets are $23 to $25. Students and seniors 65 plus get the discounted ticket prices. Event contact is info@connecticuttheatercompany.org or call 860-223-3147. Singles Sweetheart Dance, Friday, March 15th from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Polish American Club, 541 North Main Street in Bristol. Tickets are $17. Enjoy the sounds of this fabulous music played by our DJ Cadillac Jack. This is always fun. Be sure to come and bring your friends. You can purchase food at the open kitchen from 7 to 9 p.m. Dress casual, and there will be door prizes. For info, call Gail at 860-463-6906. It's sponsored by Singles Social Connection. Event contact is gfuller2@aol.com or call 860-463-6906. Dueling Pianos featuring Savage Pianos. Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m. Thomas Hooker Live, 1 Sequoyah Street in Hartford. Tickets are $30 to $35. The high-energy, request-driven rock and roll sing-along experience returns to Thomas Hooker Live with Savage Pianos. For more information, visit hartford.com. St. Patrick's Day Siberian Husky Sled Dog Meet and Greet at Lyman Orchards, Sunday, March 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lyman Orchards is located at 32 Reeds Gap Road in Middlefield. The event is free. Come meet the dogs of the Connecticut Valley Siberian Husky Club and learn about this special Nordic breed. The Connecticut Valley Siberian Husky Club will be doing a continuous mushing demonstration throughout the 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to showcase the dogs in harness with some of the equipment that is used to train teams from one dog to six or more, including bikes, scooters, or rigs for dry land and sleds for snow. watch the demonstration, and then chat with the team and find out all the great things they do with their dogs. The event is free and open to the public. The Siberian Husky Sled Dogs will be outside at the Apple Barrel Farm Market on Sunday, March 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop inside the Apple Barrel Farm Market for St. Patrick's Day lunch specials and delicious treats before or after visiting with the Huskies. The event contact is npeach@lymanorchards.com or call 860-349-6000. St. Patrick's Day celebration, Saturday, March 16th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m., takes place at St. Casimir's Lithuanian Society, 28 West Street in Pequannock. Tickets are $15. Come celebrate St. Patrick's Day with us on Saturday, March 16th. Great music, great Irish food, and friends. We will be rocking the night away with Murphy's Law, a four-piece high-energy classic rock band, and enjoying a taste of Ireland with a corned beef dinner. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. There will be a cash bar. For more information, contact Donna at donnaripley, the number 1128 at att.net, or call 860-688-9759. For more information, visit Windsor Chamber of Commerce, CT. St. Patrick's Day Shenanigans, Saturday, March 16th from 2 to 8 p.m. at Parkville Market, 1400 Park Street, Hartford. Everyone's an honorary ladder lass on St. Patrick's Day, so grab your crew and head to Parkville Market for a day full of festive shenanigans. Start off with a scavenger hunt for the wee ones, then enjoy performances of Irish music and dance into the evening. Try your luck in the adult scavenger hunt. The winner gets a giant pot of gold. Just kidding. We're just there for the Guinness. For more information, visit Hartford.com. Adult Art Workshop, Punch Needle Rug, Saturday, March 16th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Matatuck Museum, 144 West Main Street, Waterbury. Cost is $30. Discover the joy of creating beautiful textured rugs using the punch needle technique. No experience required. Join us for a creative and relaxing class, March 16th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Event contact, call 203-753-0381. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Hartford Courant and the J.I. Weekend section of the Journal Inquirer for March 9th and 10th. If you have any questions or need more information on any of the articles I've read, call the Chris Lister line at 860-727-9579. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.